Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Early 90s, when it was just starting to be an injury that we understood, he got me a signed program. And I have no idea why, but until I graduated from high school, I had a Tommy John signed program on my wall. And looking back, that feels a little kind of weird, Bonte. Like, oh, let's celebrate the UCL tear. All right.
That is a random,
anyway,
random
that,
poster.
That was
Herbase acceptable.
Love you, Grandpa.
Low deal, Fresno State trick.
R.I.P.
What a poster that is. Mm-hmm. The Tommy John
shovels
poster
in the ground as they were Bonte redoing Bulldog Stadium.
They were telling y'all anything in Fresno, huh?
Strip
balls in Fresno.
Some girls had Jonathan Taylor Thomas on their walls. Mm-hmm. Some of them had Kirk Cameron on their walls. She had Lo Neal and Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, shovels in the ground. Where are my Bulldogs at? Let's go
shovels
to Robin.
Let's go to Fresno State.
They had hard hats on and shovels in the ground. Man, they were sexy beasts. Let's go to Robin San Bruno. What's the game you got, Rob? What's going on?
What's happening, folks? Look,
what's happening?
I agree. Like Bonte said about Green Bay, I can't stand Green Bay. But I feel like we got them back because we've been running Green Bay in the playoffs ever since Brett Favre left. So I'm not tripping off of that. But them, I think Seattle, I'm looking for Seattle coming to Levi. But I got the Rams. I can't stand the Rams. I remember in the early 2000s, they was whooping our ass, man. They was making it fun. They was doing it on purpose, man. They was laughing at us. I can't stand Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, none of them cats. I don't like none of them. Not even Kurt Warner, Mark Bolger, all them clowns can go somewhere. But I feel like we're going to go 13-4, and we're going to whip the Rams' ass twice this year again.
Let's go.
hey, Rob, are you going on the road anywhere? You gonna come down to L.A. with me in January?
He's gone.
We know he's going to be at the Hilton Hotel. We know that for sure.
Giving us big
a show
choppers
between breaks.
I look forward to going down to the Hilton at some game, not being on the clock, and just sitting with you all as we all laugh together at Bonte and Joe. That's going to be fun. I'll bring a little something. We'll sit there, and we will just enjoy our guys freaking out about the trap game in week 6 or whatever it is at that point, right? It's going to be so good.
See, Kate, this is the beauty. The bosses don't realize this. I do this job for free, okay? And they don't realize.
Don't say that on the radio, Joe.
This is not a job. So these pre and these post, I'm not huge on the pre, like whatever. The post game, man, come on. Like Ray Lewis said, you pay me during the week, the game on Sunday is for free. And that's the way I feel on these post games. Let's go.
Oh, I can't wait for the chicken wings. The chicken, man.
Oh, I'm going to be real. I missed the chicken.
The NFC Championship. Chicken. There was champagne being popped. By the second hour, I was like five words a minute. I was fine. No, I was like, look, you talk about long-winded. I was short-winded. It was just like, yeah, the Niners won the NFC Championship. They're going back to the Super Bowl. Sask, your thoughts.
I was done. Bonte was short-winded while near a microphone at any point in his life. I'm going to have to hear that tape. I don't believe it.
Because he had barbecue sauce and ranch all over his lips, and then he had breadcrumbs all over his fingers, and me and him, it was like Lady and the Tramp. We were reaching for the last fried chicken strip together at the exact same time while both looking at each other saying, when's JD going to get here to take some of this mic time off of our hands?
We were
starving.
We were begging for John Dickinson for the last hour. Hey, JD, you want to do the last hour? Usually it was 30 minutes. Hey, JD, why don't you come down to do 60 minutes with us tonight? Go ahead, JD, come on.
Let's go down to Santa Clara. Blaine in Santa Clara, save me, Blaine. These two have lost their heads this morning. Man. What's the game you're looking forward to?
Turn down your radio, Blaine.
Turn down the radio.
You're acting like Blaine Gabbert right now. Come on, Blaine. Yeah, let's go. Eric in Oakland, come on. It was, where's Eric at? What's up, Eric?
First of all, I want to say if Trent Baalke had a son, his son's name would be AC Ligamenti. That's what his son's name would be for starters. But let me tell you about, you know, I've been listening to the radio. I listen to you guys every day. I haven't been able to call in this morning. It's been a pressure cooking building in my stomach, and it's about to blow through my ears. You know, I've got receipts. I've got grudges for every single NFL team, every single one, including even the commissioner, for letting us or making us play that Thursday night game against the Packers when we're COVID everything.
Oh, yeah.
for that cover, for the whole field in New York, how it tore up our season, how they ran an investigation, said that there's nothing wrong with that turf. I got beef and I got receipts with everybody. I want to whoop everybody's behind this year. But the one game I'm telling you guys that just kind of for me is Seattle and Seattle, because that's the last game of the Super Bowl era during the season where everybody and nobody gave us a shot, and everybody talked like, oh, this is just a fluke and blah, 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 blah. So I want to go up there and I want to smack Seattle and the 12s in the face. And if that's the game I could go to, I would absolutely love it. Let's go!
Let's go!
You know what? You're not alone. Not only do we all feel that same way, not only do the fans feel that same way, Alex Boone, former player, says the players themselves feel that way. Oh, hang on. We're going to get
the sound.
Me
for that sound, Butch.
I thought we were all teed up. I had it on the tee. I was like, man, Langford and Mir, we're on the same page. We're finishing each other's sentences. You know, we're in the bunk bed together, just ready to make beautiful radio music. And then, I'm setting up the sound. Not only do the fans hate Seattle, not only does all of the former players hate Seattle and the coaching staff, but also the current players.
You know, I always look forward to the at Seattle game just because, having fans back hopefully this year. But as a player, you always look to see when that game is. When are we going to play them? When are we going up there? You know, this is one of those games where you can't control the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So everything about it is intense. And you just feel it the moment you wake up. So, you know, as great as it is to play on Christmas and Thanksgiving and everyone's sitting around eating a turkey watching you play football, I mean, that's the American dream right there. Going to Seattle and playing them, which was always mostly a night game. Oh, my God.
Well, this year, Alex.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
week
so
13.
Good.
And so we have trap games. We have got to have them games. We have tune-up games, body bag games, Super Bowl preview games, divisional showdown, statement games. Week 13 at Seattle could be a funeral game. It could be the end of a chapter.
Game.
It could be the end of a chapter. It could be the last time we see Russell Wilson in a Seahawks uniform. Week 13 at night, the last time we see Pete Carroll chewing his gum with Russell Wilson on the sideline. This could be it. And this could be the Niners saying, you know, Russ, most of the time you got us. But in the last two games, that meant something. Week 17, 2019, week 18, whatever the hell it was, where Dre Greenlaw made the tackle there at the inch line. And GBG went 18-22 for 285 in that game. He was balling in a Kenny Kane throwback uniforms. But this could be it, Kate. This could be the last time we see Russell Wilson in a Seahawks uniform. In the last game, we see that. The Niners are going up there in Seattle in prime time. They're going to win that game. I'm switching it from an L to a W. L to a W. I had this game last night as an L.
Whoa.
I had it as an L. See, prime time Seattle.
But you know what? 538.
It did it.
Scratched it out.
Company week 13 after that Vikings game, because the Vikings game is going to be sneaky tough. They're going to be feeling good at Levi's on to Seattle. This is the last time we're going to see Russell Wilson in Seahawks uniform, week 13. The funeral game. The funeral game. We're putting Seattle to bed. You're killing them off.
Funeral
Russ,
game.
Carol, okay. They're done.
Wrote that
funeral
down.
Game.
So, Bonte, now I want to know, where's the measuring stick game on this schedule? You know, like when they played the Baltimore Ravens, that felt like a measuring stick kind of a game. What would the measuring stick game be on this schedule?
I'm glad you asked, Joe Shasky. It happens early in the season. It's week four. It's week four Seattle, because they will be 3-0 after beating down the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay is going to be fraudulent this year. They may not have Aaron Rodgers. Who did they sign? Blake Bortles at quarterback?
They did,
Give me a break. Philadelphia, Detroit. Look. Blake Bortles.
Hand me my knife. I'm going to kill this person.
Ooh-wee. Hey,
on next week's episode of Dexter.
Week 4, 105 kickoff. We're going to have probably who's going to be on a call? Kevin Burkhardt? Maybe Kevin Burkhardt will be on a call with somebody. I don't know. Week 4 is the safety game.
Ibukam?
That's a measuring stick game. Ibukam, Ibukam.
Ibukam. Ibukam.
Write this down, Shasky. Measuring stick game. Week 4, Seattle. That's the measuring stick.
All right,
game.
I've got a question for the two of you on the other side when we get to it about the bye. That is the one word I haven't heard all show, the bye. That is something that everyone looks at. Where's the bye? Is it too early? Is it too late? Is it just right? How does it coincide with where your Thursday night game is? We've talked about the primetime games. The bye. Just think about the bye for a second before we get there. Just think about it. All right? I don't want to get there yet. The Minnesota game, can we just pause for a second? It's my birthday that particular day. But more than anything, I can't wait to see Kirk Cousins come back to Levi's. Like, let's just say, hypothetically, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance, they got Trey Lance in the fold. And we can finally have a Minnesota Vikings game without hearing about how much Kyle Shanahan loves Kirk Cousin-like abilities, right? Like, can we finally put that to bed? So that game, I am docking the put the Kirk to bed game. That's what I am docking that one.
And we will all be fat and happy, hopefully, at that point, because it is Sunday, November 28th. So it'll be right after Thanksgiving, right? A little 1:25 kickoff Sunday afternoon. That sounds good. And it'll be Joe Shasky's birthday.
And to show you how much my wife loves me, I said, hey, babe, you know, what game falls on my birthday again this year. She's like, well, who is it? I said, it's the Minnesota Vikings. She's like, yeah, I'm cool. She already knows I got no part of the Vikings. I'm out on that. You can invite your brother. I was like, I love you too, babe.
That's
what happens when you've been together for a long time. Okay, so let's get into the bye week on the other side, because I think it is an important part of the conversation when it comes to the overarching season. And then we'll wrap things up just talking about first 17-game season in NFL history. We'll rip through each individual game. We'll give if we think it's going to be a win or loss for the 49ers, and Bonte will come out with what we think the final record will be for the 49ers at the end of the season.
888-957-9570. Line them up. You ain't talking schedule like this anywhere else. Line them up. Right here, what is it? May 13th. What is the Niners record going to be in the 2021 season? I'm going to write these names down. I'm writing everybody's name down. Shasky, Kate, whoever calls in, 888-957-9570. What will the Niners record be in 2021? I want to hear from the Niner Empire.
Before we hit the break, I've got a revenge game that I'm circling, and it is week 4, Bonte. It's me versus Softy Mahler, all right? I got to have that win that week, Niners, because I need to have some revenge against this guy after I got body bagged last year.
That's very true. Okay, let's get into what the bye means for the 49ers. On the other side, brought to you by MB Jesse Painting. Are you in need of quality painting? Well, MB Jesse Painting offers the most trusted painting services in the Bay Area. Their experts have been helping the Bay Area for 25 years. Visit MBJESSEE.com for a free quote today. That's MB Jesse Painting. More 49ers schedule talk on the other side right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee.
Do you want Jimmy Garoppolo in your life next year? Do you really want to hear Bonte talk about Jimmy Garoppolo every single day for the next 12 months?
I don't care what Bonte has to say, as long as I get to look at Jimmy Garoppolo for the next year.
With Kate, Bonte, and Shasky.
Oh, that's Anna, the beautiful, beautiful other side to Bonte Hill and Baby Chez. God, I love when she rips you, and I love that she's infatuated with the good looks of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think we all are. I don't know if you guys saw this, though. E40 gifted a bottle of his best booze to young Trey Lance, who is being crushed across social media for wearing a charcoal or brown-colored L.A. hat, Dodger hat, whatever. Everybody, take a deep breath. It's okay, all right? Jimmy Garoppolo's still here. Trey Lance is still 21, and you are still insane, and so are we, and that's why we're breaking down the NFL schedule 4.5 months before week one's trap game with a 7.5-point spread.
So John Curley, Kate, between breaks said, Bonte, what's the lunch pail game? And I said, you know what, Curley, that's good. I didn't even think about that. The lunch pail game is week 12 Minnesota, because Mike Zimmer and that defense hits. Patrick Peterson, an old friend with the Arizona Cardinals, now in Minnesota with those horns, the Vikings, and, you know, they come in there and they got that, that you always hear in Minnesota.
Was that your Viking horn blowing?
Yeah, that's the Viking horn.
Ragnar Lockbrook, Bonte Hill, you would fit right in with that beard.
They do that horn all the freaking time. It drives me crazy. And look, I still haven't gotten over 1987 when the Vikings walked into Candlestick Park and put it on the number one seed 49ers. I still haven't gotten over it. I haven't gotten over it at all. Vikings lunch pail game, week 12. Write it down. There we go. 888-957-9570. I got to hear the record of the 49er empire. What is the record going to be this season, Joe Shasky and Kate Scott? We're going to get to that in a second.
Bonte, I just hope that you appreciate the nuance that I've brought to this show. Everyone thinks I'm a screamer, I'm a yeller, and I think you were ready to give us every single take in your arsenal in the first 4.5 minutes of the show, and I had to hit you with the old bull, young bull parable off the gates, just to like, bat down, young man. We will slowly pick apart this schedule. But the one thing you haven't given me, because you've given me a lot of hot takes today, you have not given me the bye week breakdown, because the bye week is the thing that I look at, and it can make or break a season. You have it too early, and you know your team gets gassed by year's end. You have it too late, and maybe you have a rough patch early on in the year where you can't lick your wounds, and maybe you're out of it by the time the bye comes. I actually like where the bye is this year because of where the Thursday night game is. I kind of lump those two together. So where are the two of you at with the bye week? Is it too early? Is it too late? Is it just right?
It's too early, Bonte. It's too early. It's week six. You got the Lions. You got the Eagles. Lions are a trap game, as Bonte has said. Eagles must win week two, according to Bonte Hill, because he's got a lot of friends and family back in Philly.
Gotta have it.
Personal, gots to have it. Then home, Packers, Seahawks. Then down to Phoenix / Glendale, Arizona for Cardinals. And then a bye. It's too early for me, guys. It's too early. I do not think the Thursday. I understand why you're saying the Thursday night game, which is way late in the season, week 16 at Nashville, just a couple of days before Christmas. I understand that is kind of like a bye week as well, but it's also not, because they're playing 17 games this season. And the fact that it's that late in the year, Bonte, as Alex Boone told us, if you missed that interview, go to odyssey.com or download the Odyssey app. Boone had some great player perspective on the schedule and the things that they pay attention to and look at. It's too early. I love those week 8, 9, 10 kind of buys, just kind of midway-ish really through the season to give your guys a blow, give them a chance to come back from all the ankle sprains and then get right. So it's too early for me, B. What you got?
You know what? This has shades of 2019. Remember we said the bye week was early. They played, who are they? They opened the season in Tampa, then Cincinnati, then they played Pittsburgh. And you talk about a physical football game. There was a couple times Jimmy G got up and his shoulder was hanging, and I'm like, damn, the season's already over. He ain't getting up for this, Bud Dupree. TJ Watt, them boys were hitting in Pittsburgh. I mean, hitting. I was like, damn.
Kate, they was hitting.
Serious. He was hitting, Kate.
Joe. They were hitting.
He had an awful lot of information, don't you think?
Just like the Giants are going to be doing the next four nights. Hitting back in Pittsburgh. Go Giants.
Mika Fitzpatrick, his first game with the Steelers, he got stiff-armed by Juszczyk, but he was making plays. And I was like, ooh-wee. Thank the heavens they don't have Ben Roethlisberger.
Except the Juszczyk
but they had a bye week right after that game, which gave them a nice little blow. Because, like my old high school coach, the great Dave McKeeve, he always told us, hooting and hollering don't win football games. You're out there hooting and hollering. You already blew your first wad. You blew your first win. Think about these five games. We're going to come out. We're going to be fired up for Detroit in the trap game. We're going to be fired up for Philly in the Gotta Have It game. We're going to have to catch our breaths for Green Bay Sunday Night Football after blowing them out. We're going to be going crazy that Monday. We're going to go crazy Monday and Tuesday saying, oh, we beat the hell out of the Green Bay Packers. Then you got Seattle. And you know what Seattle meet week means. We don't have to bring up Softy. We don't have to bring up Shasky. We don't have to bring up the 12s and what the history is between Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, and his 49er fan base. Week four says it all. You see the logo of Seattle. You see week four and you say, you know what? I got to be amped up for that week. I've got to get sleep. I got to get 8 hours because it's going to be a long week thinking about that game. And then you got Arizona going into the bye. So those first five games, boom, 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 boom. You're going to need to slow down a little bit here. And I think the bye week is perfect for the 49ers. And you get 2 weeks to prepare for the Indianapolis Colts, who I think is going to be a very serious team in the AFC. Look out for the Colts. So, Kate Shasky,
I hear you.
Bye week is perfect right there, week six.
Okay.
So you bring up that bye week and what they do after the bye week. I think Shanahan is undefeated since 2018 coming off the bye week. I could be wrong. I believe 2019 and 2020, 2 years, he ended up winning both games. But that to me matters because the team is good, and he's obviously put his imprint on it. I am wholeheartedly with Bonte on this. It is just right. The Green Bay game is going to have all its own emotions. First game in Santa Clara in forever. You're going to have that Seattle game, which is an emotional game. And it's a one where your defensive line is going to get gassed out, and so are your DBs trying to cover those guys. Then I look at Arizona, and every time they've played Arizona, there have been so many snaps taken in that game by the defense. Yep. They are exhausted. So ramping all the way up and then having an ability to take a deep breath, to me, is huge. Huge. The last couple times that they faced the Arizona Cardinals, it feels like there's been a gauntlet of games on the second time that they faced them leading up to that, and it's really played into the Cardinals' hands. So I really like that they've got a chance to catch their breath a little, take the bye week off, and then get themselves really ready for Indianapolis. It's just right. Like, Goldilocks, I don't know where you're at. This is perfect. This is just right. This week six bye is perfect for me.
All right. I'm writing down names, Kate. Yeah. I'm writing down records. I'm going to write yours down. I'm going to write down Shasky's. Okay. We'll get the records. We'll do ours last. We'll have the primetime beat or some Monday Night Football theme where we give our records out, because I'm fired up. I can't wait. I wish football started tomorrow, for crying out loud. But you know what, though? It's a good thing that football doesn't start tomorrow.
Very good.
Hard to think about Pelicans and Grizzlies. We got Giants baseball in Pittsburgh. Big 8-game road trip. It's a big road trip for the Giants. We ain't forgot about you, San Francisco Giants. A's out there in Boston. There's too much going on. I can't handle it. So it's good that football doesn't start until August. So we're going to go
flight
to
Boston,
right now,
Kate?
I need records.
Long. A flight to Boston is long.
Like, it is
long. You
don't
remember
it's like
the
five
Urban
and a half,
Dictionary?
6 hours.
You don't remember the Urban Dictionary thing I sent you on a flight to Boston?
I did. I saw that. I was going to say, we've had this conversation before. That wasn't just a dream, right? No, we had that conversation because I said that on air, and then Joe made me look it up, and then, I looked it up. Okay, let's go out to Anthony in American Canyon.
Good segue. Just move
let's
on.
Talk about the game you got scheduled, man, and then we're getting into... Yeah, I'm just going to breeze right past it. Yeah, Anthony, good morning. You're on the roast. What you got? Game you want to see the most?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're all over the place. Right. We're good.
Good. So I told him earlier that I think I'm one of those heart guys. So I want the Niners to go undefeated, but I'm realistic enough to know that ain't going to happen. But I'm really bullish on them this year because the last full year when we were healthy, man, we were about 13-3. I'm thinking we're better this year, so I'm going 15-2. And I'm thinking we're going to lose one of the Seahawks games, and we're going to lose the first game after Jimmy gets hurt, and then we'll get it together. So that's where I'm at, 15-2, fellas.
Bonte, they won 15-84 or 83. Were they 15-1?
Yeah, 15-1.
So they've only done that once. Again, this is off the top of my head. No Google, hands in the air. I don't think they have but one 15-win season in their entire existence.
Last Super Bowl they won, I believe they were 13-3, but they gave up the last game against Minnesota because they rested all the players. So, 15-1 one time when they beat out the Miami Dolphins at Stanford Stadium. But trust me, I'm right down. Anthony, I've got Anthony here, Blaine, Jonathan, Robin. I got your
name
down here. Gino on text. I got the Twitch line here. Aaron, the era, you're a Dolphins fan. What is the Niners record going to be? Because they're always hating on the 49ers. Big Dog Hollywood, I see all you guys.
Hey,
I'm writing down names. I'm writing down records. Let's go.
Let me tell these Dolphin fans something, because there's a couple of them that I know. I've got a couple of buddies that are Dolphins. Just get ready for the next 10 years watching Trey Lance be better than Tua Tagovailoa. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, that's one of the games that is not a 49ers game that I circled, right? It's in London. Trevor Lawrence and Tua, I believe.
It's awesome.
Ooh. Dolphins fan.
Awesome.
Rematch of the
Mac
National
Jones
Championship.
Tua. The Mac Jones Tua matchups are going to be awesome this year if Mac Jones gets the job in New England. Isn't that going to be something to monitor?
It definitely will.
I'm not assuming that
he'll have the job right off the tip. I think Cam Newton is going to easily secure that job.
He's the most pro-ready.
Exactly. What do I know? And on to Cincinnati we go. Is Blaine in Santa Clara still there? Blaine, we got things figured out with the phone and stuff. What's going on, man? Oh, man. We still don't have it figured out. Okay. Turn it down.
What the hell is going on with Blaine?
That's
dude?
Like a,
is he
that's
trolling?
Like a, I like it. It's like a recurring joke.
No. Here's what happens. You all know. We like to listen to ourselves when we're on the radio, but there's a slight delay because in case we drop a word we can't say on the radio, it comes over your radio like a second later. So you got to turn your radio down and just listen to the station on hold on your phone. Okay, there's a little Radio 101 for you. Danker, our boy in San Francisco. Danker wants to get in on the conversation and the game he's most excited about this year. What you got, man?
Hey, guys. And m'lady, I still have some vibes from 2019 when I call us going 4-0 with that defense. I like what we did with the defense. The Colts game, to me, they are loaded. And at the same time, we're more loaded than 19, I think. And the question will be Jimmy. And the other question, the game I'm also looking forward to is probably about game 5 when Trey Lance becomes the starter.
Wow. So what's the record, Danker? What's the record?
15-2, baby. I'm worried about the Colts game and one Arizona game.
Wow.
What do you think the Vegas number is going to be this morning, guys? Because I'm looking at this and I'm thinking
11.5. I got
so there you go. It's funny that you said I was going to say 12-5. Like to me, 12-5 felt like the line of demarcation. If I wanted to have action on both sides, like that's the number that I had in my head.
Okay, well, let's get into it. Let's go through the schedule right now since we're getting more into the overall record. So week one, Bonte's trap game in Detroit, taking on Dan Campbell and the fighting kneecaps.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
Exactly.
Oh, Jared. Jared.
That's a W for me, guys. That's a W. Oh, week one is a W. Day. Well, Bonte's not so sure,
it's
going to
be a tough
right?
one, though. It's going to be a tough one. This is going to be an ugly game. A lot of people are going to be throwing fits. Going to be a tough one.
We're going to take your other kneecap.
Exactly. And as we all know, week two, Nick Sirianni, a really smart football coach of a really smart football team in Philadelphia, right, Steven? I mean, his Eagles are going to play a really smart brand of football. Throwing him a hot potato. Let's see if he's ready. Oh, okay. Not ready. A for effort, though. Philly, that's a win for me as well. I think they're starting the year on the road. Couple of gritty, not pretty road wins. Come on home 2-0 to take on the Green Bay Packers. What do you guys
think? I'm not as confident as you are on this one. I think Philly can be a dangerous team. Mm-hmm. I think it's easy to look ahead at the gauntlet of Green Bay, Seattle, and Arizona. This is a toss-up game for me strictly because I think the teams that are in front of you and the emotion of week one and everything that's going on, I don't even know who the quarterback is. Like I want to say win. I do. Believe me. It's because the roster, we have a way better roster. But early in the year, for me, I don't know what Philadelphia is going to look like with Jalen Hurts. I'm very interested to see it. Right now, I'm just going to throw out an L here. And I know it pains me to say it, but I just feel like this one's got an L written all over it. And I know I sound crazy.
I got a W, but I told you guys, this got to have a type of game. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly. The Lincoln's going to be fired up. It's their home opener in Philadelphia. They're going to be singing their fight song, Fly, Eagles, Fly. And they got Devontae Smith. They got Jalen Reagor. They got some ballers out there in Philadelphia. No doubt about it. But the Niners will find a way to squeeze out an ugly victory in the 2-1-5. And I got the Niners right now at 2-0 on my schedule here. 2-0, 49ers.
Okay.
It's
an Eagles song, and he couldn't get my Nick Sirianni. Okay, that's fine. Okay, then
now this is where you got to come in with the San Francisco 49ers, the 1980s song that they did after everybody did the dancing. We had it on my soundboard at night, and I used to do it all the time. We are the 49ers. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. No, hey, look, and I'm writing down all these because I'm multitasking here, Sasky. I got schedule notes. It's all over the place. I'm going to hang it on the refrigerator after the show. I got names and records, and I'm seeing all kind of 12-5s and 13-4s, a couple 10-7s. I got 12-5. Twitch, I see you, but brought to you by Xfinity. I got you down, Jimmy Joe. I got you down, Krusty Sock. I got you down, Danker. I got you down, Jimmy Joe. I got all these guys. I'm taking names.
Okay, nobody cares. Let's keep rolling. Nobody cares. Let's keep rolling. So then the 49ers come home. Then the 49ers. Yeah, they do, but they don't need to hear each individual person. It was unnecessary details, Bonte. So then they come home, week 3 and 4.
Yes.
Week three against the Packers. Week four against the Seahawks. W. What's happening in those games, you two?
Green Bay's all day W. We own them. We're just more physical than they are. We're in their head. LaFleur has nothing on Shanahan. I'm not worried about Green Bay at all. I don't know why I just dismiss them, but they're a team I just dismiss. I mean, they've got a lot of Utah to them, Kate. I just can't believe in them. I can't. I just can't.
Blowout. It's a blowout. It's a blowout. Mark the W's down. They're 3-0. Niners opening 3-0. Blowout.
Okay, I will go the other way because the overconfidence is a bit off-putting for me this morning. I don't think it's going to be. You're worried about the Eagles.
Green Bay Packer?
No, and that's the thing. But I think that they're going to split these games with the Packers and the Seahawks weeks 3 and 4. I don't know which one they're going to win and which one they're going to lose right now, but that's why I grouped them together. So I'll say the Packers maybe is the game that goes late. Aaron Rodgers and his late game magic. Something happens. But again, that's if he's there.
Oh,
hell yeah, dude, man.
You love it.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he was my quarterback at the University of California.
I may just order you a cheesehead, too. You might as well wear a cheesehead that
week. That's fine. That's fine. And when we get him on our show, because of me, you'll be kissing my cheesehead in more ways than one. Exactly. Okay, so I'm saying that's a loss. So I have them 2-1. I have them 3-1 after the first 4 weeks of the season because I have them splitting those two. Do you guys?
I do too,
is the confidence level on the Seahawks?
Oh, they're going to win this game at home. There's no question about it. They know that they cost themselves one at home against Seattle a couple years ago. I think Seattle is trending in the wrong direction. That's just where I'm at, and I don't like Seattle this year at all. I really don't. I look at the whole NFC West and I say they're the only team that did not get better in the offseason. So I'm looking at them and I think that they've taken a step back.
So Niners win the trap game. They win the Gotta Have It game. They win the home opener. And this is the measuring stick game. It's going to be tough. It's going to be physical. It's going to be one of those classic John Madden, Pat Summerall type of games on Fox and CBS. 1 o'clock kickoff. Dust setting. It's going to be hard hitting. It's going to be physical. There's going to be swings, momentum swings, left and right. Niners eke out a victory over the Seahawks to move to 4-0. They will be 4-0 after week number 4. Mark that down.
Okay. And then we're partying in the desert. We're going on to take on the Cardinals in Glendale before the bye week. So I'm leaving this one on its own. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they're kicking Kyler Murray and the birds in the teeth. So that's a win for me. I've got my 49ers at 4-1 going into the bye week. What say you guys?
I'm going to take an L here. I just think Arizona's a house of horrors. It's always been sneaky tough. I think early on, the Niners are going to be a little out of rhythm. There's going to be limited practices. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. If it's the rookie, I think it's really hard to play three road games early on like this. Like that to me, I think that this is an L. And I think that starting the season 3-2 is not the worst thing in the world. I actually would love to be 3-2 if I sat here today and said, this is where I'm going to be at.
So the Niners will lose in Arizona. You know, as a gambler, bets go to die in the desert. It's tricky betting against the Diamondbacks. It's tricky betting against the Phoenix Suns. It's tricky betting against the Cardinals. Weird things happen down in the desert. This is right before the bye week. Kyler Murray, I don't know. It's just weird. You just
too
don't
much
bet
golfing.
In the desert.
The strip club's good down there, Bonte.
I mean, the strip clubs ain't good, but old Scottsdale ain't bad. Let me not say that too loudly. Niners will lose this game in the desert. Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins will make some plays late, and this will sting. This will sting and piss them off going into the bye week as they get ready for a Super Bowl preview against the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, so let's look at that. So week 6 off, that is the bye week, and then coming back, hosting the Indianapolis DeForest Buckner-led Colts, and then at the Bears the following week on Halloween. What are we looking at in those two games, you guys?
So before we go out to the lines, week 7 is an L. They're going to lose two straight. To 49ers. They're going to be 4-2 after this game. They're going to lose the return of DeForest Buckner. He knows the playbook inside and out. He's going to be making plays left and right. But this is the game that starts the controversy on who should start at quarterback.
Ooh.
This is the game where possibly Trey Lance takes over because the Niners figure out that, you know what, we still can't win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. Trey Lance will make a dance by making some plays late. But they will lose this game on prime time to get humbled after the bye week. I got the Niners losing.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. I got the Niners actually winning this game. They're going to be coming off of a bye. Meanwhile, listen to this beginning of the schedule for the Indianapolis Colts. Seahawks, Rams, Titans, Dolphins, Ravens, and then they get the fluff Texans right before. That's a gauntlet. You want to talk about a physical gauntlet. This is going to be a team that's going to be tired and is going to be worn out at this point, dying for the bye. So I've got the 49ers sitting fresh and healthy, out hitting the Indianapolis Colts, and it's going to be a tight physical game. I do not dismiss that at all. I just think that I just look at their schedule and I contrast that with where the Niners are at. I think the Niners are going to have fresher legs.
Okay. Joe just swayed me, Bonte. You had me leaning in your direction that DeForest is going to win the revenge comeback game down at Levi's on Sunday Night Football on October 24th. But then Joe Shasky now has me leaning the other direction. Bye week, coming back to Sunday Night Football. May not have the same cachet as Monday Night Football for some folks, but I think the 49ers are eking out that game as well. And then, and maybe this is overconfident, Kate, talking, I feel like Jimmy, the quarterback controversy might have started, like Bonte said, the week before, but Jimmy is still the starting quarterback going back home to Soldier Field on Halloween, and Jimmy's going in there and saying, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, you youngsters, just wait a second. I'm Jimmy flipping Garoppolo, and I'm still the starting quarterback of this team. So I have week 7 and 8 as back-to-back wins. That feels a little overconfident, but I'm going with it. Feels a little overconfident.
No, I'm with you on this one. I think the 49ers defense is going to stifle the young man, Justin Fields. I think he's going to show out, though. But this, to me, I mean, Nagy versus Shanahan. Just say it out loud. You really think Nagy is going to come with some superior game plan against him? I just don't see it. I really don't see it. I love Allen Robinson. I absolutely love him. I think their defense is leaking a little bit of oil, if I'm being totally honest. But I really believe that the Niners should be able to handle this game easy.
This is the get-right game. This is the get-right game after losing two straight. This is where you get right. Get right against the Bears. It's Soldier Field. Get-right game. Get some confidence. Get some mojo. Get a little momentum going in there. I got the Niners winning this game, and then I got them winning next week against Arizona to improve to 6-2 before a primetime date with the LA Rams.
Slowly fade in that Monday Night Football music, if you'd be so kind, Steven. Week 9, as Bonte said, so coming out of the bye in week 6, it's home Sunday Night Football against the Colts. Then it's at the Bears, an early 10 a.m. kick on Halloween morning. We can be in our costumes, drinking our timeless coffee. And then it's back home against the Cardinals in week 9. I have that as a win as well because you guys know I flippin' hate the Cardinals. And then it's the Monday night game, November 15th, 5:15 kickoff down at Levi's Stadium, Niners-Rams. Joe Shasky, what you got?
Yeah, well, right now I've got the Niners sitting at 6-2. I believe the Rams will be right there with them. We are going to manhandle the Rams like they always do. We're going to run the ball right down their throat. Jet sweep action all day. I'm kind of feeling this as a Trey Lance type of a game where we bust out that toy on Monday Night Football. Ooh. Not a lot, just a little here and there. I got the Niners beating the Rams because they've got their number. 7-2. Let's go.
Statement game in front of the nation, by themselves, in front of Booger McFarland, in front of Lewis Riddick, in front of freaking Brian Creasy. Who's the play-by-play? Is it still Joe Tessitore? I forgot who's doing the play-by-play.
Steve Levy. It's my guy Steve Levy.
That's right. Steve Levy. My guy Steve guy. Levy. I miss you, Steve. What's up, Steve? Come on the show one of these days.
Decaf Metcalf.
Tessitore.
That was not Steve.
That was Joe Tessitore.
We're not
going
to finish the schedule.
No, we're not. We got to speed it up. Statement game. Niners beat the Rams on Monday Night Football to improve to 7-2. They go to Jacksonville to kick the Jaguars' ass. 8-2. Yes. The lunch pail game against the Vikings, Cape. 9-2 before they go to Seattle. How do you have the Niners going into Seattle? I got them at 9-2 right now.
I got them at 9-2, too, and I got them losing to Seattle. As much as I love this team, that is a, like, our season and the Pete Carroll, Russ Wilson thing on the line, like everything on the line. To me, I think that Seattle wins this game, and it's going to be a tough one, but the House of Horrors wins again.
Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football in Seattle right there with you. And I'm not as confident as you guys. I think they're 8-3 going into that Seattle game. So I think they're 8-4 right there. They head to Cincinnati to then take on the Bengals on Sunday, December 12th. That's a question mark, right? Like, is Joe Burrow going to be back? He looked pretty darn good last year.
Okay, they're going to destroy them.
I'm going to count that as a W, though. So that's my ninth win. So 49ers are 9-4 as they come back home week 15 to take on the Falcons, Bonte Hill.
Yeah, they're gonna smoke the Falcons. They're gonna smoke the Falcons. They're gonna get right after Seattle because I got them losing the primetime game as well. Even though I called it a funeral game earlier on, but it'll be the last time we see Russell Wilson in a Seahawks uniform. Yeah, it was 20 minutes. I flip flopped already. I was thinking about that. Like, damn, we don't win them. This is gonna be tough. But look,
literally 20 Russell minutes Wilson- ago, Russell Wilson's on the downtrend. This is a win for the 49ers. 20 minutes later, yeah, this is an L. When the 49ers go to Seattle, it's an L.
Let's change it from the funeral game to the last chapter in Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll versus the 49ers. It's the last chapter. The book is ending. That's it. They'll
is
lose.
KD penning something for the Players Tribune on behalf of Russell Wilson?
Hawaii breakfast. This bit is as long as Bonte's King of the Hill. Hey, y'all think King of the Hill is going away during basketball season? He ain't seen nothing yet with baseball. Wait till my baseball power rankings, baby. Bengals. Bengals. Falcons, they'll win those two games. They'll lose to Tennessee. Then you have the tune-up game against the Texans. They'll win that, and they'll end the season. Look, we're going to go undefeated at SoFi Stadium this year. Week 2 preseason, week 18, and then the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Okay. So, you guys are feeling a little more confident than me.
Yeah, I disagree with you. So I think Atlanta's a big-time L. It's one of those games. Atlanta is one of those teams, the lava lamp team. They're going to have a bad year and somehow knock the Niners off in this game. I think they're going to be licking their wounds after the gauntlet that the Niners have gone through. I actually have them losing two straight, Atlanta and Tennessee, getting back right. I've got them as a 5-loss team right now, and that's me not knowing who the quarterback's going to be. I'm just trying to be as realistic as I possibly can based on the roster, cross-referencing the schedules that have gone on before. So to me, 12-5 feels like a great year. Now, maybe I'm a little low. Maybe I'm a little high. But I like them just a little over the Vegas. I told you, 12 was my over-under. I could see them going a little over. I could see them going under. But 12-5 for me feels very, very appropriate.
Okay. I'm going even a little bit lower because you know your girl likes to base herself probably too much in reality, Bonte. I've been in this business too long. Sometimes I need to let a little more of my fandom come out. I got them at 11-6 in the first 17-game season when it comes to the NFL. I think they'll, like one of our callers said earlier, going to lose one of the games we think they should have. I'm looking at you, Rams, Week 18, down at SoFi Stadium. I feel like that's just going to be a loss. I think you're right with at the Titans just before Christmas. That could be a little bit, oh, man, I can't wait to get home for Christmas kind of game, Bonte. So 11-6, but I'm still feeling good about it because I think, as we discussed earlier, that will be good enough to get into the postseason. And that's all I care about.
It's going to be a big year. A big year for the 49ers. Big year. And you know what? I may be off a little McQueen and the Violent Fog gin. I really may. Who's out there saying that? I may be off some gin right now. But I got the Niners. It's going to be a special year, folks. It's going to be a special, special, special year. 13-4. I got the 49ers at 13-4 this season. 13-4, it's going to be a hell of a ride. There's going to be some bumps in the road in the midseason when they lose back-to-back games. Everybody's going to be freaking out about the quarterback. They're going to be freaking out about Shanahan, including yours truly. And they're going to get right against Chicago on Halloween. It's going to be goblins. It's going to be monsters. It's going to be costumes. Oh. They're going to win that game. And look,
is Darth Vader making
an appearance? Look, it's going to be a fun ride, baby. I'm telling you, down the stretch here.
It's frozen.
When they get that tune-up
there.
Game. When that tune-up game going into L.A. on Fox. And then Al Michaels and company are going to say, you know what? We're going to make the Rams-Niners primetime Sunday night to make it 6 primetime games at SoFi Stadium. I got them going 13-4 bye week. And you know what? This is the year, 49er fans. Mark it down. May 13th. This is the year. This is like the Michigan State coach when he went to the Rose Bowl in February saying, I'm going to win the Rose Bowl here. Was it D'Antonio or something like that?
Mark D'Antonio.
They beat Stanford. They beat Stanford in the Rose Bowl. He envisioned it. He saw it. He saw the vision. I see the vision here. May 13th. Mark this down, everybody. I'm booking it. The Niners will win their 6th Lombardi this season. Mark it down. Robin Jonathan, I see you on hold. Get Robin and Jonathan on
Who's
here.
Who's the quarterback winning this Super Bowl?
I don't give a damn who it is. It's going to be Jimmy G. Jimmy G is going to win the Super Bowl. Kay. I am drunk.
No, I love it. 13-4,
Super Bowl champs. Hang the 6th banner, hang the Lombardi. We're going to have fun at the parade, broadcasting live in the morning. We're going to get liquored up. It's going to be a hell of a ride, I'm telling you.
I'd love to believe that.
You better believe it.
I have a hard time seeing anybody beat Brady and the Bucks. They're just loaded right now. Who knows what ends up happening? I'm not saying you're wrong, because I actually love the optimism. It's great. One of the things that I want to just dissect for 2 seconds here, Kate, whose sadistic pre-take laugh is a little more crazy? Is it Dukolsky, the little chuckle before he delivers a pontification take? Or is it the Bonte, as he knows he's going to get one of his, like, arsenal of Rambo takes off of his chest? Which one do you think is the higher of
them?
The two chuckles?
Do we have them to play back, or you just
we need to isolate them?
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Okay. Well, we will isolate them, and we will
have
answer that question tomorrow, because Bonte's kind of freaked me out a little bit earlier. That's, you know, I'm not going to lie. See, with the smile and the mustache, looking a little.
He goes like this. So 2021. Let me get 2021.
let me get Jonathan out here, Robin. Jonathan, what is the Niners' record this season? What's the one game? We got a rat-a-tat-tat, baby. Let's go, Jonathan. You're 95-70 game.
14-3. I just feel like, you know, the trenches are fixed and solid. D-line, O-line, weapons all over the place. I mean, Jimmy's going to play light side because of, you know, the pressure of having a young QB looking over his shoulder. I just feel like we're going to run the table early. I see trouble in the second, Cardinals game just because they're going to get beat up against Chicago. Chicago is a physical defense with Khalil Mack, but then they bounce back in the L.A. game. They beat them. They beat the Jags, the Minnesota. Then they get Seattle. But they're going to get too spent in that game, beating Seattle for the second time, sweeping in the season. And then they travel cross-country to Cincy, which is going to be cold December 12th. I think they lose that game, and then they lose the last game in L.A., so 14-3. Mm-hmm. The last game, they don't need them.
Good call, Jonathan.
They get the bye and, you know, number one seed, so...
Jonathan should have been a part of our thing. We're up against it, Jonathan, so we got to cut
Who's
you
next?
Off. He's like, week five, week
get
six,
Robin.
Week seven.
Get
her in. Get her
Robin, in the show, Robin. What's up, Robin? Am I too delusional? Am I drunk right now?
Yeah, I'm going to do this real fast because I got a bone to pick with Shafty. I had 12-5, but now I'm going to go to 11-6 because I do think that they're going to lose against the Bears. Shafty, when they talk about, you know, because he had an L.A. cap on and stuff, I want you to know right now that you should stop telling people that it's okay to call San Francisco Frisco. You should tell them that it's controversial because there is a whole generation of us way before you were born, okay, that do not like the word, do not like to be called Frisco. I do
Robin,
not let my
Robin,
kids
Robin,
call it
Robin,
Frisco.
Robin, I love you, Robin. It's Frisco. We call it Frisco.
Bye, Robin.
I love you, Robin. We call it Frisco. And Frisco's going to be the home of the Super Bowl champs in 2021, 2022. You book it. You mark it down. Schedule talk was fun.
I'm going to do this as fast as I can. In 1850s, okay, there was a train from the Midwest to San Francisco called the Frisco Express, okay? All right, the Frisco Express. It was called that by the settlers. Both the Asian American immigrants and the Irish American immigrants were calling it Frisco. That's what they called it. All right, it was an accepted term. Then Herb Cain came out with a book. A guy from Sacramento, a transplant, came out with a book called Don't Call It Frisco. And then he later reneged on it multiple times in print, in his own words, saying that Frisco is actually acceptable. Yet for some reason, it was accepted as a lexicon. Don't say it. Meanwhile, the Hell's Angels, Led Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, rap music in the 1980s and in the 1990s, Frisco Choppers, every single one else from that particular era of the 80s and 90s made it acceptable. It's generational. I accept it. Bonte accept it. You talk to somebody like my dad, he's going to be no. But that's okay, Robin. We can agree to disagree.
Thanks for listening, Robin. Thanks for listening, Roasters. That concludes today's San Francisco history. Hope you enjoyed talking about the schedule with us. Nick Friedell is in for Guru again today with Steiny, Nick, and Dibs. They're going to be breaking down the schedule, too, the road trips they're planning. Dibs has your perfect 2021 NFL schedule. And Steiny is apparently ready to talk about the thing he believes nobody should be talking about. Huh.
Is it load management on the midday show? Is that what they're going to be talking about?
We'll find out. We'll find out in moments. Cousin Nick Friedell of ESPN in for Goose.
The midday day, K.
Nick and Dibs next on 95.7 The Game.